Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Christians, we serve a God of miracles. In Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 21, God said, "There is no God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." One translation of to be saved is to be rescued, to be rescued. God wants to rescue us. And the only way that we can be rescued from this world and the turmoil and the things that we encounter in life is to come to God, because there is no other. There's no other help and there's no other true hope. The subject of miracles is very important because most people will need a miracle of some kind during their lifetime. And that includes you. According to multiple surveys, around 80% of Americans believe in miracles. According to a survey by the Los Angeles Times, approximately half of Americans reportedly personally experiencing or witnessing a miracle, with roughly two-thirds stating that they had prayed for a miracle at some point in their lives. And this data suggests a significant portion of those who prayed for a miracle believe that they received one. So what is a miracle? A miracle is a supernatural intervention in the natural realm that introduces God's sovereign plan to change a situation. Why don't you lift a hand and say with me, "Lord, I need a miracle." Now, today I want to continue sharing with you, according to the Bible, how to receive a miracle and develop miracle-working faith. Always remember, God is the only source of divine power in miracles. Don't seek it anywhere else. The Bible tells us in Exodus 15 and 11, "Who is like you, Lord, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working miracles." In Psalm 77 and 13, it says, "Oh God, your ways are holy. Where is there any other as mighty as you? You are the God of miracles and wonders. You still demonstrate your awesome power." Now, God desires for us to receive and to develop miracle-working faith. Listen to what Jesus said in Mark chapter 9 and 23. He said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." So this morning I want to provide some steps on how to receive miracle-working faith. And we talked about this last time, so I'm going to repeat a few of those things and go a little bit further today. Number one, establish a covenant relationship with God through Jesus Christ, his son. Jesus is our access to God to receive miracles, and there is no other way. People who say, "I need a miracle," and they don't believe in Jesus, well, they're just not going to get one, because he is the only way to God the Father. In John 14 and 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And in Hebrews chapter 12 and 24, it says, "Jesus is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks of forgiveness." You see, because of sin, all of us were born in sin, We need a Savior. We need to be forgiven of our sins. And Jesus Christ died on the cross so that we would be forgiven. He is the only way to salvation. He is the only way to healing and eternal life. The Bible tells us once again, Jesus is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people. Without Jesus as your Savior, you cannot claim God's promises for miracles. I said that before, I'm saying it again, and I want to give you a verse, an interesting verse in Psalm 50, verses starting with verse 14. I want you to listen to this. It says, bring your thanks to God as a sacrifice, and keep your vows to the Most High. Now, this is God talking. He's saying, call on me in times of trouble. I will rescue you and you will honor me. And then he says this, but God says to wicked people, how dare you quote my decrees and mouth my promises? Verse 22, consider this, you people who forget God, there will be no one left to rescue you. Wow. God is making it very plain. If you don't accept his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord, who is the only mediator between God and man, don't expect a miracle. And there will be no one to rescue you. My. Number two, remember to ask God the Father for your miracle in the name of Jesus. This is very, very important. Many people pray, but they don't end their prayer or ask in the name of Jesus. It's so interesting. The devil does not want people to use that name. And the reason why he doesn't want it to be used is because the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead, God gave him power over all the principalities and powers in the realm of the spirit. So you can pray a prayer, but the devil says, please don't use that name, because then he has to do what that prayer is actually saying. Can we take care of that sound over there? Whoever has it, just turn off the device. Thank you. It's important for us to hear and understand this. Listen, John 16 and 23, it says, I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly and he will grant your request because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. So here the Lord is saying, ask in my name, use my name. In fact, over and over again, you'll see in the New Testament where the Lord is saying, by the authority of my name, use the authority of my name to get the job done, and it will happen. Let me give you number three. Make time daily to read, study, and obey God's word. Now, we're talking about how to develop miracle-working faith. You must make time every day to read, to study, and to obey God's word. In Romans chapter 10 and 17, it tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In other words, you must fill yourself with God's word. The Bible says, my words are spirit and life. The word of God is not like any other book. It is actually empowered by the Holy Spirit that gives life to those who read it and those who operate in what it says. Number four, speak to your circumstances in faith to change in the name of Jesus. Now, this is something that we must do. If we want to operate in miracles, we've got to act the way God acts. We demonstrate God's faith by saying what we expect and not doubting that it will happen. I'm going to say that again. We demonstrate that we're operating in the God kind of faith by saying what we expect and not doubting the outcome. Now, in Mark chapter 5 and 25, it talks about a woman with an issue of blood. Most of you know that story, or you've heard it. Let me read it to you. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors. And over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had not gotten better. In fact, she had gotten worse. At this point, folks, her sickness appeared to be hopeless. However, the Bible says she heard about Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd to touch his robe. For she said to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. See, we have to speak to our circumstances in faith in the name of Jesus and believe that the outcome will be that we are healed, that the situation has changed. See, you must believe this. Now, she may have said this over and over as she approached the Lord, because that was really a risky thing. In fact, she should have never done it according to the law of Moses because of the issue of blood. She was really not supposed to. But she was desperate. She said, I need a miracle. The point I'm trying to make to you is the process. The process was once she saw Jesus, she believed in Jesus, she said to herself, or she said, I believe if I can just touch his robe, I'll be healed. Who knows how many times she said it as she was crawling to get there, because there was a crowd all around her. She kept going forward. She may have been saying over and over, if I can just touch the hem of his robe, I will be healed. She was talking to her circumstance. Folks, I cannot overestimate what I'm saying. 12 long years. She'd been to the doctor. She used all of her money to be healed. She used it all and she got worse. This woman had faith that if she could just get to his robe, he didn't even have to pay attention to her. Just get to his robe, she would be healed. And some of you today, if you had faith like that, you'd be healed instantly. You know what? Jesus did not even have to know the woman was there, because her faith was miracle-working faith.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Week of Consecration and Prophetic Ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible says what happened. Verse 29, immediately the bleeding stopped. When she got to the robe, just as she had been declaring was going to happen, it happened. She said it and it happened. Immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel in her body that she was healed of her terrible condition. And the Bible tells us in verse 34, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith can make you whole. Come on, repeat after me. My faith can make me whole. Yeah. Your faith. I'm talking about miracle working faith. Your faith can bring healing to your body. Now in Mark 11, 22, listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, have God's kind of faith. Have God's kind of faith. The woman had God's kind of faith. Now, Hebrews 11 and 3 explains what Jesus meant. It says, by faith, we understand that the universe was created by the words of God. Listen, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. God spoke into existence things that were not yet visible. And that's a lesson for us today. You must speak healing into your body. Though it may not be visible, though the doctors might say this and the doctors may say that, you need to speak healing for your body. Though it may not be visible. This is what Jesus said. Have God's kind of faith. Now in Colossians 1 and 16 it says, for by him all things were created in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. God knows that there are visible things and invisible things. And just because you don't see it does not mean it doesn't exist. The Bible says death and life are in the power of your tongue. You can create things by what you say. Though you may not see it, you can speak it into existence. Because somewhere things will happen because there is the power of God to do miracles. And God is moved by miracle-working faith that will speak to things that can't be seen, to bring those things so that they can be seen in our lives. You know, there is an invisible realm that cannot be seen, filled with supernatural resources. They can only be released by miracle faith. So that's why here Jesus is saying, copy the God kind of faith. That's how you obtain them. Jesus said, whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be taken up and put into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes the things that he says will be done, he shall have whatever he says. This is so important, folks. You cannot command things into existence through your mind. It's not telepathy. It's what you say. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Bible tells us in the realm of the spirit, things happen when you speak. And this is what Jesus is saying. You can have what you say. Come on, repeat after me. Jesus said, if a person doesn't doubt in their heart, but believes the things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. If you believe the word of God, give God a hand of praise. Now, that whatever he says has got to be in the will of God. We all understand that. He told us how to pray. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you're always praying for the will of God to be done regardless of your prayer. Amen? Because that's the only way your prayer can be effective. It's only if it's in the will of God for your life. Now, folks, God wants you to walk in the supernatural, miracle-working faith to fulfill his true purpose for your life. Let me ask you a question. What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you making declarations? Are you making confessions that are mixed with doubt? Well, this will happen if. Are you putting a condition verbally into your confession? See, you need to understand that Jesus said you must believe what you say. Don't say what you don't believe. But if you believe it based on the word of God, that's why it's so important to know scripture. Quote God's word about what you believe that you're going to receive. The Bible says, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. I believe his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. The word of the Lord will endure forever. I am simply repeating his word that has life, his word that never fails. Heaven and earth will fail, but never his word. See, I speak in faith. And faith is based upon believing God's word above the circumstance. Now, this is where God wants us all to get to. He wants us to walk in the supernatural, understanding that there is no limit to our lives if we will simply believe that God is the God of miracles. There's no limit. The only question is what is his will? What does he want me to do? Well, how is his will revealed? It's revealed in his word. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Jesus Christ died not only for our sins, but to give us healing for our body. We must believe that and we must speak it, even though we don't see it. Because faith is based upon believing God's word above the circumstances. You see, your faith confession will change your circumstances. Come on, repeat after me. My faith confession, based on the word of God, will change my circumstances. Do you believe that? I said, do you really believe that? Then give God a hand of praise if you really believe your faith confession. See, faith doesn't deny the situation. Faith is a deeper reality. It connects to the spirit realm where all things are possible. I'm not denying this. I am believing by the faith of God that this situation will change because there is another reality where all things are possible. Jesus told us that. Speaking words of faith in God supersede your problem. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. Faith is motivated by what we believe and not what we see.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 3 of Developing Miracle-Working Faith. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and the most important decision that you will make in life is where you will spend eternity. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to lead you in this prayer. So pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and change my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, died for me on the cross of Calvary and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now and confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ has come into your life. Continue to pray every day. Continue to read God's word. Find a church. Ask God to lead and guide you by His Holy Spirit. God bless you today, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.